This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, June 25th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. According to Morningstar News, a 13-year-old Christian girl was abducted, forcefully married, and forcefully converted to Islam last month in Pakistan. Despite evidence of the Christian girl's minor status, a judge awarded custody of the girl to a 30-year-old Muslim man claiming to be her husband. Nayab Gill, age 13, worked as a helper at a beauty salon owned by Saddam Hayat, the 30-year-old Muslim man. According to Shahid Gill, Nayab's father, Hayat allowed Nayab to work at his salon while schools were closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Hayat promised to pay Nayab $64 per month. However, Hayat stopped paying Nayab after several months. In court, Nayab, under duress, claimed she was 19, which was patently unbelievable. Plus, her parents presented official documents proving Nayab was born on October 16, 2007. In addition, she had bruises on her face and her eyes were also red. But the judge ignored all the evidence and awarded custody of the 13-year-old Christian girl to the 30-year-old Muslim man. As many as 1,000 Christian and Hindu young women and girls are abducted, forcefully married, and forcefully converted to Islam every year in Pakistan. While discussing a vote by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to deny communion to pro-abortion Catholic politicians like President Joe Biden, ABC's The View co-host Meghan McCain argued that the president was, quote, walking a very fine line, end quote, between his politics and his personal faith. In fact, she criticized President Biden's support for federal funding for abortion, claiming, quote, he's doing grave spiritual harm to himself, end quote, by violating the Roman Catholic Church's teachings, reports TheBlaze.com.
If you are a devout Catholic, as President Biden claims to be, abortion is a cardinal sin that can do deep spiritual harm to you. And President Biden had been supportive of the Hyde Amendment up until 2019 when he decided to run for president. And the Hyde Amendment means that the government wouldn't provide federal funding for abortion. He has shown in this upcoming budget that he is for it. And I think that has been the threshold. For me, this is a deep paradigm shift for how I view President Biden. Because if he's for the federal funding of abortion, and I know the women on this show disagree with me, but as far as I'm concerned, abortion is murder, and that means the government funding of killing of the unborn.
Megan asserted that God would hold President Joe Biden accountable.
We have to, as pro-lifers, fight for the rights of the unborn. And that is a doctrine that's as old as the Catholic Church itself. So he's going to have to ultimately talk to his creator when the time comes, as we all do, and reconcile his politics with his personal faith. I believe that he's doing grave spiritual harm to himself and harm to this country.
Last Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the lead Democrat, bizarrely justified her pro-abortion position by saying she had 5 children when asked whether an unborn baby at 15 weeks is a human being, reports Fox News.
The Supreme Court this fall will review a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Is an unborn baby at 15 weeks a human being?
Let me just say that I'm a big supporter of Roe v. Wade. I am a mother of 5 children in 6 years. I think I have some standing on this issue as to respecting a woman's right to choose.
Pelosi is like a whitewashed tomb, which looks beautiful on the outside, but on the inside is full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. Matthew 23, verse 27. The question was in reference to the Supreme Court's plan to take up a Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks. The law was struck down by a federal judge in 2018 and again by the conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in December 2019. In a pastoral letter, Pelosi's hometown bishop suggested in May that lawmakers who support abortion should refrain from communion. San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone wrote, quote, if you find that you are unwilling or unable to abandon your advocacy for abortion, you should not come forward to receive Holy Communion, end quote. It's a sign of the times, to be sure. One of the most popular children's series in television history now has a homosexual faux married couple as recurring characters. They set it up with a celebration of Family Day. In an episode last week, Sesame Street introduced two homosexual faux married men, Dave and Frank, who appeared alongside the spouses and family members of other characters, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Isaiah 5 verse 20 declares, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." And finally, to help keep the worldview on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by Friday, July 9th, toward our goal of raising $32,500 by 12 midnight tonight. 12 new worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Kelly in St. Charles, Illinois, and Barbara in Plano, Texas, both of whom gave $25, as well as Odilio and Evelyn in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Amy in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, both of whom gave $50. We're grateful to God for Ben in Bellingham, Minnesota, and Amy in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, both of whom gave $100, as well as Deborah in Park Hall, Maryland, Joanne in Vasteras, Sweden, and Kevin in Ashgrove, Missouri, each of whom gave $200. And we're humbled by the generosity of Todd in Gravett, Arizona, who gave $500, Tim in Dalhart, Texas, who pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600, and Maddie in Estancia, New Mexico, who gave $600. Those 12 donors gave $2,650. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $30,818. In order to hit the $32,500 goal by 12 midnight tonight, we need to raise $1,582. That means I need to find three Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. And remember, the next seven listeners who pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600 will be matched dollar for dollar by a generous couple in Minnesota. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. What would the Lord have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, June 25th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.